Servant leadership is something that can be learned, but it's just like when we learned how to swim or how to ride a bike. We do not read manuals and then go to the deep end of the pool and then suddenly, you know, can master swimming. But we try to go and practice and make mistakes and make more mistakes, and then we become better and better at what we are trying to do. And same with servant leadership. I think it's important that we try to examine ourselves, you know, why are we becoming leaders? And then try to understand other people's needs and aspirations, and, you know, to what extent we can be useful to them, and to what extent we should sacrifice ourselves to serve other people rather than the other way around. Sacrifice other people to serve ourselves. So the takeaways are we need to treat employees not as a means to an end, but rather an end in themselves. If you are a leader, if you are an employee working for a boss, I think it's important to help your boss to become servant leaders. And that's the role of the followers as well. So I think the emotional, the ethical, the spiritual sides that make up who we are have to be taken into consideration when we want to have servant leadership practice in organizations.
Listen to the full 30-minute interview in the MindTools Club.